So tell us some good stories about your encounters with the Aborigines or anything like that.
These Aborigines, I can't get rid of them now.
What happened with the others?
There was one, the teacher aid was going to come.
Yeah,
just nothing's happened. Like, you know, that I felt they had to get the money together and organise that side of it, but it just never seemed to come about.
But do come and bring them when Ken comes over here.
Because you bring the Aborigines?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good combination.
Yeah. का तुम्ही तिथे बसले बाबा ऐकत होतं दे कॉन्ट प्ले समथिंग दे वॉन्ट टू हिअर
बिकॉज
दे कॉन्ट फॉलो यू
व्हाट अबाउट सिडू सो
व्हेरी गुड दॅट इज अ नाईस वन हॅव यू हर्ड ऑफ सिडू सॉन्ग यू नो हू सिडू वॉज ही वॉज अ सिंपल पर्सन टेल देम
Who was Sidhu? All I know about him is that for many years he used to help take care of Muhammad the Mast. He did a lot of work with him. He did work with Baba around Mehrabad. But from the time that I knew him, he just helped with Muhammad and just would be his companion and attendant. And at Dooney, he would sing this little song. Is that the one you know?
Yeah.
He would always get everyone going in his little sort of old.
But you're going to sing with his pronunciation?
Yeah.
Ba. What? Ba.
This is with no guitar, but just as a drum. But it's Sidhu's pronunciation with an Australian accent.
Yeah. English or anything?
He didn't know English?
No.
So he sang it in Indian?
It was made by Bhava or somebody, I think. Bhava Padri.
I'm not sure.
Or he picked up some, he used to pick up some words.
Yeah.
And combine these words and all that. He did not know any, he didn't even know to write his own vernacular language. He was a simple person. How did he come? The humor, just as how did I get married and had no wife? It's his humor, you know. He came there, he was going from one village to another village on the street at Mehrabad. And he must have come from a long distance to go another long distance. It's evening time there. So there are people around there in that area where Dhuni is. So he stops there and says, is there any place or shelter here where I can pass my night here? He said, yeah, if you are a wayfarer, we have a place here. He says, yes, I would like to. So he stayed there overnight, and since then he lived his life there.
He's came and stayed.
Yeah. He did not leave. So that's how it was. And he died there after many, many years of service. So that's
Mom
how.
Mom liked him?
Oh, yeah. We all loved him. We all liked him. Very simple person. Open heart. That's how he was.
Another joke was when Paul Brunton came to see Baba.
Tell that.
He was such a scholar, he wrote so many books, he was interested in metaphysics and the occult and all that. And he wanted to ask Baba all these sort of advanced questions and different things. And originally he had loved Baba. He wrote some beautiful poems about Baba. But Baba never really had time to answer all his questions. So at one point he said, look, you can stay. And he appointed Sidhu. He said, he'll answer any of your questions. He'll be with you. And Sidhu, of course, knew nothing. Couldn't even speak English. And so that was the person. I mean, all these people like Dhani and Adi, you probably would have loved it. But Sidhu was the one who was put in charge of Paul Brunton. And he suddenly decided that Baba probably wasn't God after all. But to become dazed by Baba Jan really was nothing.
Paul Brunton. Is he still alive?
No.
Okay. So. Yeah.